Half a day, and welcome to Harvest Echoes from Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Since our founding in 1975, pastors, evangelists, and missionaries have traveled from all over the world to Guam to speak to our people, preaching and teaching the Word of God. We're providing you access to this rich archive of sermons and lessons on Harvest Echoes. Our mission is to help people develop a heart for God. These messages, presented in conferences and special services at Harvest, seek to point you toward the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Today, a message from evangelist Mark Herbster. It was presented in September of 2007. The title of the message, Obey God by Obeying Authority.
Hebrews 13, verse 17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." It's interesting, in this passage he uses two words. He says you ought to obey. The word obey literally means to listen under. To listen under your authority. Obey them that have the rule over you. Then he uses this word, submit. The word submit is actually a military word. It has the idea of a soldier who is voluntarily ranking himself under his commanders. This is the phrase I want you to remember throughout the message. God's plan for your life always comes through your authority. Say that with me. It's on the screen. Read it with me. God's plan for my life always comes through my authority. Listen, if you want to do God's will, if you want God to bless your life, if you want to find God's will, right now as a teenager, one of the things that must be happening in your life is you must be submitting and obeying your authority, because God's plan for your life always comes through your authority. So let's talk about our authority. First of all, let's look at the examples of our authority. Who is your authority? Don't shout it out. I'll tell you who they are in just a minute, okay? Who is your authority according to the Word of God? Who are the people that have the right to tell me what to do? According to God, all right? First of all, the first supreme authority of heaven and earth is obviously God, all right? Probably the most important reason why God is our authority is He made us. I mean, that's pretty significant, isn't it? Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." God is our authority because He is the creator and we are the creatures. But you know what? It's not just significant that God is our creator. God has certain characteristics, attributes, that give Him every right to tell me what to do. All right, what are some of those? Well, first of all, He is omniscient. He is all-knowing. Listen to what the Bible says. Psalm 139, "O God, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me." All right, He is also omnipresent. What does that mean? He is everywhere at all times. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. David said, "Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me." You cannot get away from the presence of God. You know what? I'm thankful that nobody on this earth is omnipresent. You know, I have people in my life that I love to be with. I really do kind of wish that my wife was omnipresent. I wish she could be with me right now. But there are lots of times in my life where I have to go somewhere to preach, and even the closest people to me, like my wife and my children, they're not with me. But God is always with us. He has every right to tell me what to do because of who He is, because of His attributes. What about His omnipotence? What does that mean? What does it mean to be omnipotent? Yes, ma'am. He is all-powerful. All right, here's the question. Is there anything too hard for God? Well, obviously, He created everything, so nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. All right, so these are three characteristics, three attributes of God that give Him every right to be our authority. Okay? Now, follow this. The other people that we're going to talk about, obviously the people that God tells us in the Bible, all of these people that are our authority have been delegated that authority by who? By God. It'd be as if God came to you and said, hey, I want you to be in charge of these people. All right, so when you obey God and you obey your authority, ultimately you are obeying your Creator. He is the ultimate authority, and God's plan for your life always comes through your authority, and every other authority figure is just obeying God when they give you rules, when they help you with what to do, all right? So obviously, your parents are the next group of people we need to talk about. Hopefully, they don't look like this, okay? But your parents are your authority. You say, Brother Mark, why are my parents my authority? Well, because God says so. And God is omnipotent, God is omnipresent, and God is omniscient, and He's your Creator, and He has delegated authority to your parents. They are in charge. Do you realize when your parents give you rules, they're obeying His rule? The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 6, when you become a parent, this will be a great verse for you. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Do you realize that God has placed a great heavy responsibility on those of us who are parents? And I am a parent, and there are some other parents, some of the teachers in here. There is a huge responsibility because I am accountable to God for my children. You have the easy part, submit, obey, and honor. Your parents have the difficult part. They've got to give an account to God for your life. How about the government? The government is our authority, which would include police officers, the laws of the land, the speed limits. You have speed limits here just like we do, obviously. And traffic violations, things like that. Obviously, the laws of the land, you can't murder, you can't steal, you can't do those kinds of things. You say, well, Brother Mark, I'm not struggling with disobeying the government. But I will say this, teenagers who never learn how to respect and obey and honor mom and dad will eventually become adults who say, I don't have to listen to anybody. I'm not going to listen to the government. I don't care what they say. I'm going to do what I want. Why do you think we have prisons that are packed full of people? Because we have people in prison who never learned that God's plan comes through your authority. And you resist the authority, you are resisting God. The Bible says in Romans 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, because there is no power that be that is not ordained of God. The government is ordained of God. They're your authority. How about employers? The Bible says, servants, be obedient to your masters. Your boss is your authority. If you can't obey your boss, you need to find a different job. That's just the reality. The Bible talks about employers, and it says you ought to be obedient to them. All right, what about teachers? There's a unique verse in the book of Proverbs where Solomon says, they have not obeyed the voice of their teachers, neither inclined their ear to those who have instructed. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. And if you don't want to listen to your teachers, what are you declaring to everybody? You're a fool. Only fools despise what teachers are trying to teach them. So you need to listen up. You need to pay close attention. You need to do what is right when you're sitting in class and make sure you're obedient to your teachers. All right, what about spiritual leaders? That would be pastors, youth pastors. If you go to a local church, which I hope you do, if you don't, you need to find a good church like Harvest, like other churches on the island that can teach you the Bible. And the Bible says pastors and youth pastors, the leaders of the church, are to be the overseers. They are, in a sense, your spiritual authority, according to God. So these are the examples of my authority. The examples of my authority. Number two, remember, God's plan for your life comes through your authority. Don't you dare expect God to bless your life if you're not willing to follow His plan. And His plan is, He's put structure around you. He's put people in your life to help you go the right direction. You resist those people, you're resisting God's plan. All right, let's talk about number two, the excuses. Here's the first one. Here's the excuse that comes into our mind. They have no right to rule me. Somebody gives you a rule, you're expected to do something, and you think down in your heart, they have no right to rule my life. Here's the second one. They have no reason for the rule. Now, this is a good one. I used to think this a lot when I went to a Christian school. You don't have to know the reason. You need to submit. You need to be obedient and respectful and submit to the rules because God says so. And don't use this excuse. If you use the excuse, you're a rebel against God. All right, how about this one? I have no right or I have no regard for the rule. So whether I think it's dumb or not doesn't matter. What matters is that I am submissive and obedient. Now, there are some of you in this room, and you've got rules at home, you've got rules at this school, and frankly, you get upset about it, you think they're dumb, you think they're stupid, you think to yourself, man, when I'm a parent someday, I'll never have that rule. I would say this, you better be careful when you say that. Because someday you will be a parent, and I guarantee you that some of the rules your parents have right now, you'll probably have someday too. So some of those rules really aren't dumb, but even if you think it's dumb, even if you think it's not good for you, you must obey your authority. Why? Because God's plan for you comes through your authority. And if you resist the authority, you resist your parents, you resist the teachers, you resist the administration, if you are not willing to obey and honor and respect them, you are resisting God's plan for your life. And you're a rebel. How about this one? I have no respect for the ruler, for the person who's telling me what to do. You know, I'm probably looking at a number of young people here, and maybe, honestly, maybe you don't have a whole lot of spiritual respect for even mom and dad. Maybe they don't love God. Maybe they're not serving God. And frankly, you have more spiritual maturity than maybe even your parents do. And maybe you are tempted to think something like this. Well, mom and dad don't love God. They're not Christians. And though they do a lot of wonderful things for me, I mean, I don't really have to listen to them, do I? Well, that's not what the Bible says. It does not say, children, obey your parents if you respect them. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord because it is right. And God put you in that family, and God wants you to obey and respect your mom and dad. So whether you have respect for the ruler or not does not matter. These are four excuses that we use sometimes to say, well, I don't have to listen. Nobody's telling me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. Listen, God's plan for you comes to your authority. And if you use these excuses, you are a rebel against God. And the Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You want a sure way to show God that you don't care about Him? You want a sure way to walk right into the devil's plan for your life? Because he has a plan to destroy you. You want to walk down that path? One sure way to do that is to say, I'm not listening to my parents. I'm not listening to my teachers. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody's telling me what to do. And if you have that kind of an attitude, then the devil's going to destroy your life. And I personally believe that God may even take you home prematurely if you do not ever learn how to submit to authority. God's plan comes through your authority. We've looked at the examples. We've looked at the excuses. Number three, the encouragement. Why should I obey my authority? I'm so thankful to tell you that the Bible has four encouragements, four reasons why everybody ought to be willing to obey their authority. And God has given us this so that we would be excited, that it wouldn't be grievous to us, that it wouldn't be saddening to us that we, oh boy, got to obey mom. Oh boy, got to obey dad. No, we ought to get excited that God has a plan for us and that in His sovereignty, He puts you in your home. In His sovereignty, He puts you in this school and people are trying to help you and He gives you good, solid reasons why you ought to obey. All right, the first reason why everybody ought to obey is because God commands you to. All right, watch these verses. Proverbs 1 verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. You don't have to know any of the ancient language like Hebrew or Greek. You don't need to know anything about the Old Testament to read this verse and gather the fact that God wants you to be listening and respecting and obeying mom and dad. If you disobey your parents, you're disobeying a direct command of Scripture. Proverbs 6, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. God wants you to be obedient to your parents. Ephesians 6, 1. This was probably the first verse I learned when I was born, all right? Children, say it with me. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. All right, it's really hard to figure this out. If you disobey, if it's right to obey, then when you disobey, it is what? Wrong. Every time you disobey your authority, and specifically your parents, it is wrong. And it's interesting, he says, children, obey your parents in who? In the Lord. Listen, young people, it may be tough. You might have a tough home situation. You may have things at home that you don't like to do, but you've got to obey your parents because you want to obey God. And so you do it in the Lord. You do it with His strength. You do it in His power, and He gives you the grace to handle the situations that you are in at home. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. All right, Colossians 3, verse 20. I like this verse. It says, children, Obey your parents in all things. For what? This is well-pleasing to the Lord. If I were to ask you, if you want to please God, raise your hand. I bet you a bunch of young people would raise their hand. Yeah, I want to please God. All right? According to this verse, if you want to please God, what do you have to do? Obey your parents. Hey, listen, let's stop saying we love God if we're not willing to obey God and obey our parents. Don't tell me you love God. Don't tell me you want to please God. You don't. If you're rebelling against your parents and you're rebelling against your teachers and you don't want anybody telling you what to do, you don't want to please God. It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you show with your life. But there's a second encouragement. Why else should I obey? Well, not only does God command me to obey, but he gives an example. It's the commitment of Jesus Christ, our Savior. In other words, if you're a Christian, the word Christian means little Christ, Christ-like, all right? So our main goal as a Christian is to be like Christ, all right? The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Christ. Now watch this. If you want to be like Christ, you got to do what he did. So what did Jesus do when he was a little kid? What did Jesus do when he was a teenager? He obeyed and respected and honored his parents. Look what the Bible says. Luke 2, verse 51. It says, and he went down, Jesus went down with them, Mary and Joseph, and he came to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them. The same word that is used in Romans 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. It's the word submissive. Let every soul be submissive to the higher powers. Jesus was subject to his parents. Jesus, the King of glory, submitted himself and obeyed his parents. If you want to be like Christ, you've got to obey your parents. Don't tell me you want to be like Christ. Don't tell me you want to be a good Christian if you're not willing to follow Christ. His example is that he obeyed his parents. He obeyed his heavenly Father. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. He came to do his Father's will. Matthew 22, verse 21, he even obeyed the government. They tempted him. They tested him. Should we pay our taxes to a wicked government that's doing wicked things? Jesus said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Jesus Christ, our heavenly example, came to this earth that we would follow in his steps. And if you want to follow in the steps of Jesus, you got to obey your parents. All right, so we have the command of Scripture, and we have the commitment of the Savior. Number three, the third encouragement is simply this, the consequences. The consequences of sin. Now, there's two different ways of looking at the consequences. There are some people that say, oh, you know, God is a mean God because in the Bible he tells me if I do this, that he's going to punish me. Well, I personally think you should look at it differently than that. I'll tell you what a mean person would do. Well, let's just put it this way. If I'm a mean parent, I'm a mean dad, I will not tell my children what will happen to them when they do wrong. I'll just punish them without telling them. How would you like that? Would you like it if you had a mom or dad who didn't even tell you what would happen if you disobeyed, but they just brought the punishment down whenever you did something that was wrong? I mean, that would be a mean parent. You know what I think? I think God is gracious. He's not mean. God is gracious, and he literally shows us, if you choose to disobey what I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you. I love you. I want you to do right. But if you don't do this, here's what will happen to you. That's grace. He shows you what will happen. And that's an encouragement for us to do what is right. Watch these verses. Proverbs 20, verse 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. What is he talking about? He's talking about severe, swift punishment coming to those teenagers who blow off their parents, roll their eyes, make fun of mom and dad. He says, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out. You say, well, I'm not cursing mom and dad. I don't use four-letter words. I don't cuss at my parents. You may not curse them with your lips, but you might curse them with your life. There are some of you right now, and you're breaking your parents' hearts. Maybe you even know you're breaking your parents' heart. Well, what does God say? Here's the consequences. Your lamp will be put out. And God is serious about being obedient to your parents. Proverbs 30, verse 17, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. I'm not saying a bunch of birds are going to fly over Harvest Christian Academy. Oh no, watch out, here come the ravens, you know. That's not what I'm saying. He's using a metaphor. He's using a picture, an illustration of swift, severe punishment. He's saying this: if you mock your parents, you call them funny names, you think they're old, you think they're washed up, you think they don't have anything good for you, and you think to yourself, man, mom and dad don't know anything, and you laugh at them and you mock at them and you don't care to obey them, God says, you better watch out, because there's punishment coming down, and it'll come down quick. You better listen to mom and dad. You better honor them, respect them, love them, and be obedient to your parents. Why? Because God says there's consequences. Matthew 15, verse 4, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth his father or mother, let him die the death. Pretty clear. The scripture says the consequences of disobedience to your authority. God's plan for your life always comes to your authority. And if you don't follow God's plan, then God has to do something about it. He loves you. He wants to graciously bring you back to where you need to be. But if you blow off God and you say, I don't have to listen to my parents, I don't have to do that, then there will be severe punishment in your life. You reap what you sow. I wonder if I asked you this. Would you want to have a teenager someday that is just like you? Are you obeying and honoring and respecting your parents the way you want your teenager to do to you someday? You say, why are you asking that? Well, the Bible says you reap what you sow. And if you sow rebellion, you're going to reap it. And if you break your parents' heart, let me remind you of something. You'll have one just like you. You break your parents' heart, you'll have a rebel too. If you don't care about your parents, someday you might just have a son or a daughter that doesn't care about you. And I'll tell you something, I would rather die than lose my kids. I would rather die than have my kids go to the devil. But if you're not willing to do what I'm telling you, you're not willing to obey God, and you continue to rebel and blow off your parents and resist your parents, there's consequences, and you may even reap it in your own family someday. You just might have that happen. I'm trying to help you. God's plan comes through your authority. The consequences of sin, all right? The fourth encouragement, we got to hurry through the rest of this, okay? The fourth encouragement is this, the commendation. What does the word commend mean? It simply means this. When you applaud somebody, you're saying, hey, great job. You're praising that person. You're exalting that person. You are extolling that person. Now, follow this. If you will just do what God says, you know what God says He'll do for you? That's right. There's a young person that I'm going to bless. There's a young person that's pleasing me. Look what he says. Ephesians 6, verse 2. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you. You want to have a successful, prosperous life, it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. God says, if you'll obey and honor your parents, He will literally, supernaturally bless your life. God knows how to bless you, but He is not going to bless you if you don't care to do what He says. He will not bless you if you rebel against your parents. Deuteronomy 5, verse 16, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, and that thy days may be prolonged, that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth. God says there's a blessing given to those who obey their parents. All right, let's finish out by talking about the last truth, and that is the exception. When can I not obey? You say, yes, I knew it. There's got to be at least one time when I can just say, don't tell me what to do. Well, I'll give you a hint, folks. It's really not happening in most of your lives. The only time you can disobey your authority, follow this, the only time the Bible gives you the right to disobey your authority is when your authority tells you to disobey God. All right? Probably there are very few, if any, teenagers sitting before me right now who have parents that are doing something like this. Hey, son, go to school and cheat. It's no big deal. Just cheat. Hey, just lie to your teacher. Hey, they'll never know. You probably don't have parents that are doing that, okay? Now, if you have parents that are telling you to do what is wrong, then according to the Bible, you can, first of all, appeal to them. Your first response is not rebellion. Your first response is say, hey, mom and dad, I'm a Christian. The Bible says this. Would you mind if I don't do that? That's a loving, gracious appeal. There might be some young people, and you're facing this at home, and maybe that your parents put you down in front of the television, and they put in movies that you know down deep in your heart you ought not be watching. You're a Christian young person. You love God. You want to keep your life pure and clean. Why don't you go appeal to them and say, hey, I don't want to watch that. I'm a Christian. Would you mind if I did something else while our family does that? And if that's happening in your life, I would challenge you to do that, to love your parents and to love God and appeal to them. But probably the vast majority of young people in this room never have this happen. You say, how do you know you can disobey your authority? Well, there's a story in the Bible, Acts 4, verse 18. It says, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than God, judge ye. Later on, just a chapter later, in the same story, same idea, Peter said to the other apostles answered and said unto them, we ought to obey God rather than men. Could it happen that on the island of Guam or in my country of America someday, could it happen that they could come to us as Christians and say, don't tell anybody about Jesus. Don't read your Bible. Don't do anything to worship the Lord. If that ever happened, what would we do? Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do what Daniel did. They told him not to pray. What did he do? He prayed. Obviously, he did it secretly, though people were still watching him. And he took the consequences. Obviously, we'll have to be more cautious and careful. There are people in China that have to have underground churches. I mean, they're house churches in the dark and all kinds of things like that. And there are pastors that are preaching the gospel, and they don't care what the government says. They care what God says. All right? That's the idea. We obey God rather than men. Now, this is the only exception. But the problem is we have a lot of teenagers who aren't struggling with this exception. They're struggling with little rules. You know what, young people? I'm telling you, God's trying to direct your life through your authority. Don't resist them. Are you obeying God by obeying your authority?
You've been listening to Harvest Echoes and a message titled, Obey God by Obeying Authority by Evangelist Mark Herbster. It was originally presented in September of 2007 at Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Harvest Echoes provides you access to a rich archive of sermons and lessons presented at conferences and special meetings at Harvest Baptist Church. Send us a comment or question by visiting our website, hbcguam.net, hbcguam.net. And thank you for listening to Harvest Echoes.